Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding into my Daf Chof Zayin in the Ois Vodar edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting the second line. Says the Gemara, Lokech Yerek Min Hashuk, that's a quote from the Mishnah. A person who buys vegetables from the market, if he picks it up, so he needs to do Maisi before he gives it back. Says the Gemara, Chizki Omar, Einoi Mechusor Lebailim Elo Minyan. Meaning the Mishnah says, when a person takes vegetables from the market and he wants to return it, he needs to take out Maisi. So says Chizkio, how does he do that? All he's missing for the owner is a minyan, meaning the owner has bundles of vegetables of Yerek, and now he's going to be missing a small portion of it they gave to Meiser. The owner that doesn't care about that so much. Says more, Kitzad Oisa, how does he do it? Notel min ha'el yoin umisaka. He takes a little piece from the top, and that he does for Meiser. The gears to the minute that before should be over here is not mina elyon, but mina alim. He takes from the leaves, and with that he does meiser. Says the Gemara, Ve'inu also mishum gezel. He took away from the owner his vegetables, and then he decided to return it. He returns it without the meiser. So he's stealing from the owner. Says the Gemara, Ke'ador b'shirin bar-kahano, like the story, the b'shirin bar-kahano of a masvich le'ablozer. Blozer was leaning on b'shirin bar-kahano. Over the chad kerem, they're passing through a vineyard. Omer Lehi, so Ablozer told him, Aisali chat kisum mechatzat chinai. Bring me one small piece of wood. I want to use it as a toothpick to clean my teeth. Chazor v'Omer Lehi, then he changed his mind and told him, Loi teis liklum, don't bring me anything. Omer explained, The in Aisi kol barnash u barnash mehavet ken. If every person is going to do this, everybody's going to take a small piece of wood. Ha'ozil saiga de guvra. So then this fence of this person will be gone. So what is the more learning from here? According to Rab Chaim, the idea is, you see from here, that to take a small piece from a big fence, there's no issue of gezel. The owner allows it. The same thing with the meiser. You take out a piece of vegetable for the meiser, that's something the owner is okay with. That's not a problem. The only reason here is machmir, he says, oh, if I'm going to take a little bit, he's going to take a little bit, he's going to be left without anything. But miikar din, you could take it. The world brings a similar story of Chagai the Masvich Rav Zeiru. Chagai had Rav Zeiru leaning on him. Over Chad Toin, one was carrying Chad Mecha de Kisin, a bundle of these kisomim, of these toothpicks. Only I say Chad Kisom, I want to take one of them. Nichtzi Shirai to clean my teeth. Chosel Omer Elei, Loi Teisei Klum, change his mind, don't give me anything. The Asik called Barnash, Barnash, Behemoth Ken, if everybody's going to come and take from the bundle of this person, Hazila Mechad Guru, take away what this person is holding, that's his Parnasa. Says the Gemara, Lurab Ze'er Koshu. Ze'er said it himself, not I'm such a tzaddik, such a chosid. So much. Elimilin di Yatsron Shoma Lan Venat Nevdinan. I'm doing what Akash Bucha wants me to do. Meaning, it's not a chassid, I'm not doing something extra that I'm supposed to do. This is the right thing to do. If a person doesn't do that, he's doing gezel, he's stealing. Meaning, Rav Zeiru is arguing on the previous case. In the previous case, we said that something small, the owner doesn't care so much. Now they're more saying, no, even something small, a person cares, and we have to be careful about that. It's a part of the halachas of the Torah that you're not allowed to take for somebody else, even something small. It is considered to be gezel. So according to Rav Chaim, the Gemara is bringing this as a question. So now, how do you explain our Mishnah? How do you take mice? Are you doing gezel? Says the Gemara of Rav Shabbi Yochanan, Kivan Shemoshach Kono, Lo'achasel Le'elaminali. He's coined it. Right now, he picked it up, picked up these vegetables. He picks up this Yerek, belongs to him. Ketadu Oysa, so how does he fix it? Noised Me'achas Be'mu Misaken. He pays for the owner the amount that the miser is. He doesn't just take the miser. He needs to, whatever he takes, has to pay the owner, and with that, we'll do miser. I mean, this answer of the Gemara goes not like the previous one. The previous one we said, you just do Maaser, we don't have to pay for it. Now we say, no, it's Gezel, you do have to pay for it. Says the Gemara, Chof Zayin Amud Beis. But if you do this fixing, somebody else that's going to buy from this seller won't know that someone fixed it. Because what's the case? The person comes to the market, takes some vegetables, then he returns it. He fixes the Maaser. Somebody else comes, doesn't know that the guy fixed it. So he'll do Maaser again. And maybe we'll do Maaser from this and something else, which is Chayav, and this is really Potter. So the Gemara, Oysa Oysom Tzibu Lefonav. He makes a pile of this, he makes a designated pile. This is different, this is special, this already is Mosa. So the Gemara, V'yikvam Oysom Tuch Per Oysof. Ask the Gemara, what's the big issue? Even if it's part of all the other fruits, we don't care so much about this Takol. Didn't we find a similar idea that says, we talk about a case that a person gave Amoritz fruits, they forgot to take out the demai, so he could do the meiser in his own fruits. Even though now someone's going to come take his fruits, he's not going to know that he already was meiser it. Even though this may cause a problem to somebody else, that he's going to think it's not mesukan, and it really is mesukan. So what do you see? You see that in demai, we're not choshes for this so much. We don't have a chashash for takol. So says the Gemara, the same thing over here. So why do you have to make its own pile? Says the Gemara, Omar Avchirino tiknu belokeach v'lo tiknu b'machzir. Says the Gemara there that someone bought it and he wants to fix what someone bought. So the seller should do it within his fruits, but not take it out of his fruits. I mean, don't make its own pile in the Mesukan one because you want to keep it as one big pile. But someone is returning it back to the seller. There he could do it, he should do a pile. In other words, there's a difference between the cases. In some places, Chachamim were more lenient. In some cases, they weren't. Continues the Gemara and says, if a person is taking some vegetables and then he changes his mind, he didn't really do Mishicha, so then he has no problem to give it back. Says the Gemara, clearly, if he's trying to figure out what to take, so he's trying to take some fruits or vegetables in front of him, and then he changed, he said, you know, we'll take that one, which is a little better. It really means the first one, he wasn't koine yet. Meaning, as long as he's still taking the same fruit or vegetable. So then you say he didn't yet finalize the purchase of these fruits or vegetables. But if he took something and put it down, now he's going to something else, he's taking it to a different type of fruit, a different mean, maybe here you say, okay, the first one, that was his purchase. He had in mind to be coin it. And now it's considered to be, is he returning it back and changing his mind? Maybe he has to do Maisa over there. According to Abchar, in this stage of the question, the Gemara did not answer this question. And the Mashmo says that the reason why it should be a difference between one meaning and two meaning, because the two meaning is considered to be Gemir's Das. He had Gemir's Das, he's finished. Okay, these are the fruits I'm still going to take. I'm going to come back in a moment to pick it up. You have Gemir's Das, now you want to return it. You want to change your mind. You have to do Maisa according to this understanding in the Gemara. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Chof Zayin.